Hello and welcome to the bi-weekly meeting podcast for the OWASP Top 10 for Large Language Model Applications. If you'd like to stay up to date with our project, please click subscribe. And if you enjoy the content or have any questions, please feel free to comment and share. Now, on to our meeting.
Obviously, Steve's not going to be able to join us, but I thought I'd give just a quick update on what we're doing from a RSA perspective, and then we'll get into some, and we'll do a roundtable for folks for each of the leads. So real quickly, as you all are probably already aware, we are doing a few things at RSA. We've got just as a, let me go back. I guess we've got the roadmap in here too, which is great. So we've got the 2.0 roadmap set and the schedule. As did you want to add anything to this at this point? Looks like we've got a good timeline and milestones.
Yeah, I think that's fine, to be honest, so far. No concerns or anything like that.
So this is great. So we'll go ahead and get this going. It'll be great. Actually, the timing's pretty good because we're going to be looking at pre-announcement around September 15th. There's some other activities that we're getting asked to go do, and I'll talk about those in a minute, that are in the September timeframe. So that's actually pretty good in terms of timing too, from a outreach perspective. So just to recap what we're doing at RSA. So we've got the session that Steve is doing and Gavin. And that's going to be a Monday. So we now have Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday covered. We're going to give everyone a break on Wednesday, I think is the idea, to go do other stuff. But we now have the Birds of a Feather in the morning. Layer Up has got their happy hour set up. So we'll have that ready to go. Hopefully you guys have got the invites to that. I sent those around. So right now they're already getting quite a few invites, so which is great. And so hopefully as we promote this more out to social channels, we'll get more signed up as well. It's open to anyone. So both the happy hour and then the summit on Thursday are open to all passes. The sessions built Birds of the Feather obviously are only open to people who have full conference passes to access. So I think we've got a good set of activities going there. Any questions? Just a quick highlight on the happy hour. It's going to be over at Fort Mason. So it's not at the RSA, but it's about a 10 or 15 minute Uber ride, but it's right by the Golden Gate Bridge. So it's got a nice view if you haven't been there. So it's a good, good location. So they'll be doing that for us, and that goes till 8 o'clock. The other thing that we have coming up, and this is one of the things they reached out to me on the RSA conference, is to do a virtual seminar in September. So I know some of the folks who are contributing to the presentations for the in-person at RSA can't necessarily be there. The good news is that they're looking for us to put together a virtual summit based on some of the content we provided to them. This is something they do on a quarterly basis. And we're looking to do one around AI. So they're looking to us for the agenda and speakers at this point. They'll basically package and market this to get a vendor of some sort to basically sign up for it to help fund it. But they do these on a quarterly basis. If you want to look at what an example is, I included an example here of the cloud security one they did. It's usually sort of, there's a leadership panel. There's some track-driven components. And then there's usually a Birds of a Feather session. So it's sort of a mini conference virtual. So we'll be working with them to set up the formal agenda and get speakers lined up from our site and who can cover different topics. Next, the website refresh is in process. Mike is working on to migrate the content from the LLM Top 10 website. We already have the subdomains for GenAI and LLM OWASP.org defined. As soon as we get that content updated, which Mike is targeting for Monday coming up, so we'll get this all wrapped up ahead of RSA. Then we'll have that redirects activated and we'll start working from the new site. It's a WordPress site, so that means there's going to be opportunities for doing more blog postings. So there'll be a blog, there'll be resources. Aubrey, if we want to do podcasts or want to host videos, we'll be able to do that a little bit more easily. So that'll be something you can leverage as well.
Maybe as a input from chat, there is a typo in the second subdomain. It's OWASP.
Oh, sorry, that's my typo. Thank you for catching my typo. Yep, so that is the correct subdomain that we actually have set aside.
Thanks, Mark. I said he didn't want to disturb the show.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah, I was adding that last night. So that was my mistype from late last night. So that's what we have right now from both what's coming up. There's also, I did mention in the core team, there's a couple events coming up. There's the there's Black Hat. And so since we're talking about these different events, this was one that came up. I wanted to make sure that people had gotten things submitted for that. If they're going to, as looks like Steve has gone ahead and had done a submission for that. Then, you know, we have one other submission I did, proxy for Sandy, because I figured we'd be good to kind of have a couple different sessions going in. So we'll look to see what our what the final is on the approved sessions. Does anybody else have sessions that they were putting in?
Were you saying a Black Hat?
Black Hat, yeah.
Yeah, I've got three sessions that I'm putting in for right now.
Okay, great.
So, crossing my fingers.
All right, sounds good. Are you good? Are they, and they're all OWASP related, or are they other things as well?
Yeah, actually, I was asked to do one with F5. That one is top 10 related as well. But the other two were 100% OWASP top 10 related. It's all AI stuff.
Perfect. Should we start tracking those someplace, the submissions that people are doing, so we know what we have, so you can also, when we get around to the promotion time, do a little bit more promotion around them?
I'd love to, once we know if the subs are accepted, I think we definitely need to track those. I'd love those, but subs, I mean, gosh, the percentage that they accept is so low too. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Yep. All right. Sounds good. Any other questions on RSA or what's coming up, or we'll switch over to the functional lead reports. All right. Switching over to functional lead reports, PR.
All right, sorry, I had to come off mute there. So I got the RSA video done. It's a hype reel that went out on our socials yesterday, or at least the LinkedIn. Started doing some planning already. I'm going to be meeting up with Itamar on one of the days while we're out there, both for the main daily job, you know, and this project as well. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else. The Media Blitz happened this week. So we, for anyone that doesn't know, we teamed up with the OWASP PR organization, and they had a week of AI content for this week. So we had a couple of different news announcements that went out on their socials. We had I think the podcast, the meeting podcast, will be going out on their socials as well. They're looking for a poll from us. So if anyone has a poll in mind, we had a couple of giggles regarding naming, but I don't think that's an appropriate poll for what they're looking to do. The one thing to note is that the AI API panel video that I submitted for kind of the main draw is their biggest premiere ever on their YouTube channel, which I found amazing. Wow. 400 plus views and 13 subscribers in 24 hours is a tremendous amount for a tech community. From what I've seen. Now,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and also to note, the LinkedIn is at 1990 today, so we got 10 more subscribers to go. I should note that I think the Media Blitz wound us up with an additional 100. I mean, we were firmly in the 1800s this past weekend, but we got way up and over that. So I really would attribute that kind of to what we did with the OWASP PR organization directly.
That's great.
That's what I've got. If anyone's got anything for me, I'm here.
The only thing I want to add was, I think Mike Finch put together a lot of different social media images to, that we can start to use to do outreach. I did send him a quick note to possibly add the project name to it. Right now it's primarily OWASP, but I think using that is, those are great visuals to kind of help, you know, grab people through your socials and get them to reconnect. Maybe they can help us to, you know, build that subs up too. So if you haven't looked at those, take a look at those for those who have those in the course.
Yeah, please. And you got, you, I see you want links to the YouTube and LinkedIn. To our YouTube, Marcus, or?
Yeah, where these shares and the views have happened and all that. So maybe I can reshare it, get a few colleagues excited.
Okay. All right, let me see if I can dig that up. I'm trying to think of how I would get into the meeting at this point, but I'll figure that out.
Well, can we post it just to the general discussion as well? Just kind of do a quick summary of the outreach.
In the project on Slack?
Yeah.
Sure, that would be a little bit easier just because I'm remote on my phone. So, yep,
These are great numbers that I think that everybody on the call here is great to hear about, but I think it'd be also good to kind of get that out to the broader community and empower them to kind of push the message forward.
You bet.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks, Aubrey. Data gathering. Do we have Emmanuel? Nope. Okay. I know I did talk with Emmanuel earlier in the week, and we were talking about sort of the progress around the data gathering methodology. The goal is to kind of do a full open data call. And so the info, I guess, is post to the core team at Slack. I think he's working on getting a communication out. I haven't seen the communication yet, but I think I know he's working on it. So I don't know if anyone else has seen that communication yet for data collection. No, okay, so he's still working on getting that out, I would assume. All right. Anything else? I think we're at the end of the slides for today. Anyone have any other things they want to share?
Nothing from me. I just want to say a big thank you to Scott for kicking ass and doing basically sorting out RSA. So kudos to you, man. I really appreciate it.
No worries. No worries. I think an opportunity came, and so I think we took advantage of it.
Yeah. No, you were instrumental. So thank you for your contribution.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. Well, I guess with that, I guess we will wrap it up since we don't have any other questions or comments. All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining today. I think we will we'll catch you guys next week and catch you guys on Slack. Thanks, everyone.
Have a good week. Take care.
Thanks, all.
Thanks for checking out our bi-weekly meeting podcast. If you'd like to stay up to date on all of the latest news for the OWASP Top 10 for Large Language Model Applications, please click subscribe. And of course, we'd appreciate it if you'd share with a friend to grow our community. We'll see you in 2 weeks.